And now let's turn to Ilya Shapiro, director at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies and author of Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations and the Politics of America's Highest Court. You can follow him on Twitter at iShapiro. Ilya, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this proposal by Democrats to increase the Supreme Court by four justices. I don't know about you, but I just don't see the votes being there for this, even just among Democrats. What's the likelihood that this proposal could actually pass?
Yeah, there's no chance at all. This is a shot across the bow. Nancy Pelosi already said she's not going to take it to the floor. Joe Manchin, the so-called king of the Senate, the centrist Democrat, is against it. So it's a non-starter in terms of actually being passed, but it's throwing a bone to the activist base, which is perhaps a little frustrated with Joe Biden on this particular issue. They don't really like the commission that he set up. They want more direct action. And also, maybe it's a signal of trying to pressure the court itself. John Roberts, Brett Kavanaugh in the middle of the court. We're now in April. The court's term ends in June, so a few big cases that they're going to be deciding shortly. So this is just, the latest skirmish in the political wars over the composition of the court. Democrats, of course, are frustrated that President Trump got to make three appointments and that Merrick Garland was blocked in 2016, et cetera. So, again, just political gamesmanship. But at the end of the day, in our history, whenever anyone's tried, whether unsuccessfully like FDR in 1937, most recently, or successfully in the 19th century, to increase the size of the court, it has not built confidence in that institution.
How did we settle on nine justices?
This was in 1869. It's been 150 years since we've had the nine. We started with six, then it was reduced to five. It went up gradually as the country grew, but also as different politicians, the battle between John Adams and the Federalists versus Thomas Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans, and then Andrew Jackson coming in, trying to stave off different kinds of majorities on the court. Political battles that are very understandable, 200 years later, as we're looking at it now. But eventually, after some gamesmanship with Andrew Johnson after the Civil War, Congress settled on the nine, and other than FDR's attempt to pack the court, hugely unpopular, even though he himself was very popular, there really haven't been attempts to change that size.
And aside from the obvious politics here, what would be an argument to increase the number of justices? What's behind, again, putting the politics aside, unless that's all there is to it, what would be the argument for increasing the size of the Supreme Court?
Well, it's purely partisan politics in terms of this proposal. The Democrats want four more seats to balance out what they see as an illegitimate court for all sorts of reasons. I mean, in the abstract, if we were writing the Constitution from scratch, maybe you might want 15 justices because there would be fewer 8-7 decisions than we currently have, 5-4, and each one of those seats would therefore be toxicity and craziness every time there's a vacancy. But that's, that's political science in the abstract. We are where we are. We have the nine. There's no real way to get the politics out of it. And so that's why even this commission that's been set up, and who knows, they'll come out with a report in 8-12 months, what have you. The president clearly wants to kick the can down the road. But I can't see court packing as ever being viable and ever being non-political.
And final question for you real quick. And again, I'm talking to Ilya Shapiro, director at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies. Other reforms, are there any other reforms? I'm sure the commission is going to look at a whole bunch of them that could potentially make sense.
Well, term limits could have bipartisan purchase. The idea that in 18 years, it would take out the kind of politically timed retirements. We're talking about whether Breyer should retire now, for example, or the morbid health watches over octogenarian justices, that sort of thing. Two problems with that. It wouldn't fix the kind of ideological dynamic that progressives are currently upset about. And also take a constitutional amendment. So very tough stuff. Maybe the commission would come up with, you know, with a suggestion to add lower court protections or something.
We have a pretty bad connection with Ilya Shapiro. Ilya, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Director at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies and author of Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations and the Politics of America's Highest Court. You can find out more from Ilya by following him on Twitter at iShapiro.